She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Let's get this thing. Oh, the video. There, I hit it.
Okay.
I hit the video. Let's start this thing. It's a beautiful day out. I mean, there's snow everywhere, but it's still a little warm. So, you know, we got to get through this, go outside and...
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Man Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I don't know. Do what you can do in the warm weather when there's snow. Not real warm, 46 degrees. Go ahead. Start up. Test your mic.
Testing.
Are you ready?
I guess it started so fast.
What do you mean it started so fast? I
sat down and didn't have time to.
What are we supposed to do? Prepare? What do you want to prepare?
Okay, go ahead. You're obviously in a mood.
I'm not in a mood. I'm in a good mood.
No, you weren't. I said, let's do the podcast. You're like, oh, I don't want to do it. So I said, don't do it then.
I don't want to do it. I was just going, you know.
You said, oh, I didn't want to do it. Those were your exact words. You said, what are you doing?
Well, now I'm into it. Now I got a new headpiece.
What does SA stand for?
I don't know. Maybe the company that I bought them from. You know, I bought online a bunch of them. Gave Raina one or two, you know.
She loves them.
She likes them. There you have it. I was taking a shower this morning. You know, I was shaving my chest and the goddamn razor caught.
Why are you still shaving your chest?
That's what bodybuilders do. That's what we do. You don't want a hairy chest. You don't want hair all over the place, do you?
Yeah, but it's like there's been no better argument that you're having an affair with another man than that you're shaving your chest.
What? First of all, why would it be a man, not a woman? Second of all.
Well, because you don't like women, number one.
I do like women. I think women are beautiful. In their own way.
Everything woman you've ever met, you're like, her ass is so big. She's getting fat.
I do not.
What's wrong with her legs? Why is her neck like that?
Oh, really? That's how I talk? You're doing a little impression?
I mean, I'm not good at doing an impression of you, but I mean, that's the things you say. I remember like sitting in the car with you and a woman would walk by the car and you'd be like, ugh. Just some random woman that, God forbid, that she isn't looking, you know, exactly perfect.
True.
When we first met, one of the things you said to me that you thought was going to endear me to you, was that right? You said, I'm at the airport and I'm looking at every woman that walks by and there's something wrong with all of them. And
that's without talking to them.
I was like, how is that... Like, why would that make me... Why would you tell me that?
Because I was saying there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect compared to all these other gals.
Okay.
Frolicking through the airport.
But you don't like women in terms of just like that.
Yeah,
like people.
Hey, are you crazy? What
do
kind
you?
Of blanket just, statement
I mean,
is
I just
that?
Don't think you like women that much.
I do. I like women more than I like men.
Ron Bennington one time said you were homosocial, which I agree.
Whatever that is.
You've heard it many times. I've said it many times.
Well, I forgot.
It means you only like socializing with men.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to. You know what? I'm not even going to reply to that. That's how stupid it is. If you were a man, I'd reply to it, but I'm not going to reply to it. Oh, because Ron Bennington said it. Well, I guess I'm homo. What was it called?
I'm not going to say it again. Wait. You'll just forget it.
I won't forget it. What?
Homosocial.
What's that mean? Psych. Well, I don't, you know, I have three daughters, a wife. I think I like, you know, I'm surrounded by women.
Yeah, you're surrounded by women. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm not saying you're like a woman hater, but if given the opportunity to like hang out with men or hang out with women, you always pick men.
And you would always pick women.
I mean, I have friends of both persuasions.
But that's not the thing. That's not what you just said. You just said if you had...
Well, when I was single, I had a lot more male friends, obviously, for various reasons. But I don't really have male friends now because...
It's still not answering the question. If you had the opportunity to hang out with women or men, you would hang out with women.
Now I would, yeah.
All right. So then if I would hang out with men and you would hang out with women, what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't know. You seem very critical of women.
Checkmate.
Okay. You won that round, sir.
I didn't win. I'm not fighting. I'm just trying to prove my point. You know, whatever. Anyhow.
Well, when you're doing the podcast with Bobby and Jim and everyone, you're just laughing so hard.
Because it's different. We're smashing each other. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about the Patrice documentary coming out. So we're talking about old times, fun things.
I felt like I was sitting alone by myself at the cellar. I could hear you guys laughing.
Well, you could. I said, come in and join us, and you said no.
I was off Comedy Cellar table. Like off Broadway.
Yeah, I was inviting you to come in and you wouldn't do it. So whose fault is that?
Well, I'd just gotten out of the shower.
So you were clean and pretty. You weren't walking around with a towel. You were dressed. So that's not an excuse.
I know, but I was like.
You're full of excuses. You know what? I'm breaking it down. I'm breaking it down, baby. You're full of excuses. Okay. You would rather hang out with men. And guess what? I would rather hang out with women.
I mean, I would rather.
You guys.
I like hanging out with men. I hang out with men a lot. Yeah. I don't find fault with them so much.
Oh.
Or their bodies. I'm not like, if a man was walking ahead of me, I wouldn't be like, ugh. You do it all the time.
No, I don't. I do not.
You see a woman that like.
I do not.
Or like you comment on their bodies all the time. Like,
no, I don't. Because I don't have the greatest body from the chest up. I do.
I thought you were a bodybuilder.
I am, and a lot of this is the off season where you eat, gain a little weight, and then you lose it during the season and pump up. It's the off season right now.
Oh, it's still off season?
Yeah.
So. When does this on season start?
I think around May. I'll look it up. I'm not exactly. It's around May.
I may never lose the weight. I just can't not eat when I feel like it.
All right.
I got up in the middle of the night last night and had a banana and some Doritos.
I had a little piece.
I'm not supposed to eat Doritos because they have cheese on them.
That's not real cheese.
I don't know.
I woke up and had half a sandwich, a little peanut butter and a piece of banana. Just like three bites because I woke up with hunger pains. You know, Raina has not done a cameo in so long. I just heard her.
I asked her to come down, and she said no.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Call her.
Raina.
You got to pay her. You got to tell her. Tell her people are saying.
Raina, you want to come on?
People are saying they want to hear about your PayPal and how to send money. Raina. Well, come here and discuss it. What do you mean you don't want to be on camera? This is the prettiest you've ever looked. No, we're not going to tell them. If you don't come on.
Why? Why are you? Where are you putting your hand? What were you doing, Rich?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, nothing.
Boss, Raina, email on PayPal if you want.
No, forget it. Either you come on, you know, and do a cameo. I got to sign up for that cameo where you leave people messages for money.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it?
Of course.
How do you do it?
Google it.
Bobby said he's made good money.
Then Bobby knows how to do it.
I'm going to try it. Because people want to, you know, me, you know, they want me to leave, you know, something funny, a message, you know. I'm going
to
do it.
Let's say you had to leave a message for someone's birthday. What would it sound like? Give an example.
What's the person's name?
Timmy.
Happy birthday, Timmy.
Okay. Well, that's, see? If you like that, you'd have to smash them. They'd want you to do something very, you know,
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Timmy. Want to hang out with a bunch of dudes? No girls. No girls. All right, Timmy. We'll hang out. All dudes.
You like shaved chests, Timmy?
The razor broke as I was shaving it. Look at this. I got scratched. It's killing me.
Ooh.
You see it?
That was a razor.
Yeah, it's in there. I threw it out. I got to use a new one. And, you know, anyhow, I had extra time in the shower, so I said, today I'll shave my chest.
You had extra time in the shower?
Yeah.
What other day, what's going on other days that you don't have extra time in the shower?
I'm just saying, I washed pretty quick. I didn't, you know.
Oh, you didn't?
I washed everywhere.
You didn't J-O?
Ooh, no. Not when people are home. In the morning, in the shower.
So when Rain and I leave, it's J-O City around here.
Nah. I don't do it like I used to. I don't do it like I used to. I used to be into it. I ran out of things to think about. I got nothing to think about.
Well, people use porn.
I'm not really into that.
I'm not either.
I tried it the other night, and I clicked, and all of a sudden it got real loud. I had to cut it off.
Oh, man.
I thought it was going to wake the house.
Jeez.
And, you know, everybody says go, you know, to some website, Pornhub or something, but I don't like
it. Oh, don't act like you don't know Pornhub.
I went to it for like the second time in my life, and it's all videos.
Well, what are you looking for? Like a centerfold?
I don't know. I'm not a big porn guy.
I've never been into porn.
I'm telling you, neither have I. To tell you the truth.
As you know, I would close my eyes a lot when we were younger, and
Our porn stunk.
Yeah, because you would only accept free porn. That's the only porn we ever got.
I bought some. Remember, I bought at those, you know, stations.
Just like whatever we got free from some fan or something.
No, it wasn't from a fan. It was from doing interviews with certain companies would send me stuff. And with a fan? Well, I'm going to get porn from a fan? Oh, my God.
Well, fans that worked in porn. So, I mean, I did hosted some porn awards once. Sure we got some shit from that. A gift bag, no?
I don't think so. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay, so let's get started. This is, again, we have no topic, no something. You know, I'm so sick, and I talked about this. So sick of people asking for apologies for the dumbest fucking thing. Apologize. Tom Brady, during the celebration of Tampa Bay winning the Super Bowl, was on a boat or a yacht or whatever, took the Vince Lombardi trophy, which is a Super Bowl trophy, and threw it over to another boat with, what's his name, caught it.
Who?
You know, the good... I don't know his name. The wide receiver, the tight, whatever he is, that catches a lot of touchdowns.
Okay, so he caught the trophy.
So he threw it from one boat to the other, the trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy. This lady goes, my father designed that trophy at Tiffany's, and the daughter of the designer wanted Tom Brady to apologize for throwing it.
Oh, my for God's sake.
It's just our fucking people. Oh, please say you're sorry for disrespecting a fucking piece of metal that my father designed. Go
Who
fuck
cares?
Yourself. It's so dumb. And then they make it a story
Right, the media is at fault because then they're like clickbait.
That's not a story.
Tom Brady apologize?
Yeah. The media just said, shut up, lady. First of all, you didn't fucking design it.
Well, that's
the thing.
The media goes after, it seems like, all the wrong shit.
They're just so stupid. They're just looking for anything because they have nothing about.
I've never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I know nothing about it, but I did see this story where... one of the Bachelorette contestants, I guess, one of the women, had a wedding. I don't know who it was. Somebody involved in the franchise had a wedding at a plantation or was part of a wedding at a plantation. I don't know why she'd be married if she was on The Bachelorette. But one of those plantation weddings that they've had in the past, you know, because there's plantations. And I guess she got... you know, sort of like called out for it. And then
for being at the wedding?
For either having her wedding there, being at the wedding, or something to do with a wedding on a plantation. And then the host of the show was on some podcast saying, like, she shouldn't be, you know, called out for this. This was, you know, something she did in the past and blah, blah, blah. Now he's had to apologize and in fact basically got fired from The Bachelor. The host, the host that was like the host for 17 years or whatever.
Are they fucking kidding? It's just,
it's like, it's become like, and he didn't do, all he did was stick up for someone that he felt was being like,
I hope he sues him for everything.
It's incredible that I don't know. It's just like it feels very like where now, you know, if you don't want to know how somebody really feels about something, like, this is the time to be living in, because people are scared to say their true thoughts. You know, is that really the kind of society we want to live in? Is where, like, I would rather know if somebody had some shitty thoughts, you know?
No, you don't, because I wouldn't stop talking.
Ah, well, there you go. But wouldn't it be better to kind of know how other people feel about things?
Yeah.
Instead of going underground, forcing it all, like...
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Or even having an open discussion about something, you know? Maybe their point you don't agree with, but maybe there's some validity somewhere in that, you know, in how they're thinking about something. But it's just so like, grr.
You feel so cool that you got to say validity.
Validity.
You know, if I was driving in my car at 80 miles an hour, I'd throw the Vince Lombardi trophy out the fucking window and I wouldn't apologize. How about that? Apologize for throwing
the
trophy.
The
best quarterback in history threw it. Okay. It's not like,
and the best
one of the best receivers.
Back,
it was a receiver. Not
I don't know
back.
What they are, but
one of the best receivers in history caught it. All right, so guess what?
How dare you? My father designed it. Okay, well, there's pictures of it somewhere. Don't worry. If it landed in the middle of the ocean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, what the fuck? They
make
another one.
Everything your father did, we're supposed to just, you know, count as...
Say Tom Brady... Okay, go. You're the lady and tell I'm Tom Brady. Go ahead.
How dare you? My father created that at Tiffany's. Please apologize.
How about fuck you and fuck your father? I'm Tom Brady. I won 7 Super Bowls. I'm the GOAT. Fuck off.
Okay, I don't know if that's
I don't
worth
even
it.
Like ladies.
I don't know. Okay, if do that it, no, whole no. thing was worth me. Like, okay. I don't want to do an act out again because now
it,
I know where you're at.
No,
with
no,
the
I'll
act
do it better. I'll
you're
do
not
it better.
Good at act
I wasn't
outs.
Good. I'll do it. No, just do it one more time.
What?
I'm going to make a point.
My father made that trophy, designed it, so you better apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry. What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay, I'm sorry. Do you really think? Does it take back the fact that he threw the trophy? He, you know.
Well,
I'm
that's
sorry.
The other thing, too, is like.
It doesn't.
And if once you, like, the thing is that for all this shit, the truth of it is that if you apologize, you're only digging yourself in deeper. So the people who ignore it are the ones who fare the best in this kind of situation. Maybe not this Tom Brady thing, but in other, you know, more serious allegations, the people who have avoided apologizing are doing pretty well. The people who apologize, it becomes like, oh, good, you admitted it. Now we can really go in hard on this. You
know? It's fucking ridiculous.
And the other thing is that, like, with comedians and stuff, you know, being canceled is kind of bullshit because, although Louis did get a lot of money taken away from him and stuff, he's still doing fine. You know, it's like
he could sell out Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Like, there is, like, the weird thing is that in order to get a really good audience, you kind of have to be on the edge and say edgy things in order to, like, rise up the ranks of in comedy and have people notice you. And yet, if you do that and you rise up the ranks and become famous, then you'll get, like, so-called canceled. But then the fans will still, they'll politicize that, and then they'll pay tickets just to go see you just to show the, you know, alt-left, I guess, that they can't cancel you. It's so stupid.
It's just everything.
One thing drives the other. Like, the pendulum swings one way, then I don't know what I'm saying, but I do know what I'm saying. It's like,
the pendulum.
Go after the people that are problematic, not, you know,
it's ridiculous.
Policing, like, every little thing is too much.
I want Tom Brady to apologize now. Now I'm starting to agree with a lady. You
well,
don't throw that trophy around.
You know?
What?
That's like, you could, I mean, that just goes. What is her thinking? What is her thought process? Like, that trophy could have landed in the middle of the ocean and no one would ever have it again. Is that why she's angry? Or that they're not taking it
seriously
enough? They're
disrespecting it.
But who cares what you think? Like, why does she think she's important?
I don't know.
And it's really what everyone, that's the problem with everyone. Everyone thinks that their feelings and thoughts and emotions are so important that everybody else is supposed to line up with them.
It's just like when somebody in the audience goes, "You suck." Instead of saying, you know, "In my opinion, you suck."
This is not a great heckle. "In my opinion." But why don't they just get up and leave?
That's what I say.
If they do it before, you know, a certain amount of time, they can get their money back.
Leave. You don't like it, leave. Do some research.
But it's really like, I've watched comedians that are bad, and the audience just sits there not laughing. No one complains. No one heckles, you know. But the minute that a comedian says something that you personally don't agree with, that's when they get mad. It's like,
it's fucking
ridiculous. I didn't realize, like, it's now like movies and everything. Like, it's like when it's.
Oh, I got a good
differing
story.
Differing thoughts are just so dangerous.
I got a good story.
Yeah.
All right. When I, okay, it's going to take about a minute or two, but it's a good story. When I was in 7th or 8th grade, my grandfather, out of a dime, made me a ring. He beat it on an anvil.
Oh my God, is this the origin story?
No, it's a good story. Listen to it.
Of your rings? Of why you have a ring fetish?
So he made me this ring.
Okay.
Out of a dime. And in study hall,
it's a ring fetish.
This guy Thomas comes up to me. He was like the duke of the school, one of the toughest guys in the school.
The duke of the school?
One of the toughest guys.
But is that a phrase that I've never heard before?
Yes.
People
yeah.
used to say that?
Yeah, he's the duke of the school.
Like, no, that's just in your school, or other schools would adopt that kind of
Every
language?
School has their own duke.
They do? Is that an American thing?
No, we got it from Iceland.
Well, you might have gotten it from England, it sounds like.
Well, the duke of the school. So he was like one of the dukes.
I don't get it. Is that a school put that title on him? Or it was like, is it like saying like he's the most popular in the school?
Not popular, one of the strongest, the toughest, the duke.
I don't understand, though, but the duke is what? Like, it's
I just
given,
said, one of the strongest, toughest.
I know, but
he's the duke. Brian Jenkins was the duke. He's a good friend of mine, Brian.
Was it undisputed that he was the duke?
Yes.
Or was there some people who were like, no, he's not the duke, this other guy's the duke?
So, well, then it would fight to find out who's the duke of the school.
But it had nothing to do with, it wasn't like through the school.
No, they didn't have an assembly and the principal
it wasn't
came
in
up.
It wasn't in the yearbook, duke.
No, it was known.
It was like kind of.
It was known who was the duke of the school.
You just knew who the duke of the school was.
Brian was
okay.
the duke.
Okay. So, I've never heard the term duke. Duke, okay. Was there a duchess?
No.
Okay, just a Duke.
Just a Duke at a school. So in
is this a black thing?
I don't know if white schools had it. I went to a more a predominantly black high school or junior high. So maybe white schools had the Duke, but we the Duke at a school. You know, Carlos Chandler, Duke, Brian Jenkins, Duke. These dudes could fight. No one would fuck with them. They were the Duke of the school.
I think we're learning so much about why you have rings and also this headgear. Okay, go ahead. Do you wish you were the Duke?
No.
Did you dream about it at night?
No, nope. No, man. What were you? I was
the
just
jester?
Like I was a cool white dude. I was like the cool motherfucker.
Okay.
I was cool.
Go ahead.
Cool. I was cool, man.
Can
I could play sports.
Continue your story before I fall asleep.
So in junior high, my grandfather made this ring, and this kid, Thomas, took it. Said, "You're beat." And there's nothing I could do. I can't beat him up. I can't rat on him.
That was a vernacular of the day. You're beat.
Can I tell the story without you interrupting?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I thought it was like, you know, a part of the conversation.
You are? Well, I'm telling the story.
Should I leave? Should I go?
No.
I'm asking a couple of questions. If I was telling you a story about
the first part.
Canadian and the birthday bumps, you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Nobody cares. A birthday bump, that's when
I'm just saying something that
so
you didn't
stupid.
Know. Oh, we had, you know, favorite toque day, you know. Well, oh, you don't want to ask any questions? That's fine. I'm just going to tell a story about toques.
No, can I finish my story? And then we'll talk about favorite toque day? Because people will lose.
I don't want to talk about favorite toque day. I'm giving an example. This is something I didn't know. Is this a thing to say you're beat?
Yeah, you're beat.
People say you're beat.
You're beat. They okay. take your shit. You're beat.
You're beat.
All right. So, you know, broke. He took my ring. Then years later, when I had my painting business, he had a painting business in town. I knew one of his workers. I was friends with one of his workers. And he came by my site. They both did. You know, I was talking to him then. It was years later. And they go, can we borrow a 40-foot ladder for our site? You know, I had a bunch of 40-foot ladders.
Wait, this is after high school?
Yeah, when I had my painting business.
You're a full-blown drug addict at this point?
No.
No.
So I lent him my 40-foot ladder, and he never gave it back. He kept it from
Jesus,
me.
Jesus, he's got a ring and a ladder of yours now.
Yes. So I saw him on Facebook, and I go—
This is recent?
Yes, and I go—
Yesterday?
No, last week, please.
Okay, well,
it's giving me anxiety.
Well, I would like to know, it could have been 10 years ago.
You're giving me anxiety.
Okay.
So I said to someone in the program I work with in recovery, I go, can I say something to him? He goes, let it go. You know, what's it? So I let it go. Then I saw him on Facebook again, and he wrote, what have Jews done for black people? And I go, that's it. So I wrote
A 40-foot ladder,
yeah,
and a fucking ring.
That's what I wrote. Why would you step on my story like that?
Oh my God!
Holy
we'll edit
fuck.
It out. We'll edit
no,
it out.
No, no, no. Let me just tell.
Oh
my
God!
I can't fucking believe I'm telling this
sorry.
Long story. I
wrote
back.
Are you going to be okay?
I can't believe how
mad
I am.
Is that why you shaved your chest so you, when you went like that, you wouldn't feel anything poking through your shirt?
So I wrote back, Jews started and financed the NAACP. They also cured and came up with a lot of medicines for diseases for all people. And they also lent you a 40-foot ladder that you never gave back.
What about the ring? You didn't mention the ring?
He wouldn't remember the ring. It doesn't matter. The story is 100% ruined. Because you truth. Don't you think you ruined it?
No, I don't. I think you would. People would have laughed and said, like, exactly. And then said, here's actually what I wrote. And then it would have been fine. I don't know why you got so angry. See, this is the thing.
Because you stepped on the punchline and you said exactly what the whole story led up to. And if...
Well, you should have said, yes, of course. Was it really that like important for you to be the one to say it?
Yes,
you
led
me there, like leading a horse to water, man. I took a drink. I'm sorry.
You are a horse when you're eating apples. That's how fucking loud she is eating apples. It's like sitting
really
next to
now,
a horse.
What, like,
she's like, I make her go into the other room when she has an apple, or cut it in slices so you don't hear the biting and the crunching. All I know is she ruined my story that I was leading up to, but it's no big deal. It was a good story up till.
I guess I shouldn't be a part of
this
podcast.
No, that's
not
true.
Do it on your own. Do your own podcast, and no one will interrupt you.
Why don't you go into a comedy club, sit in the second row, and right before the punchline, since you think you'll know it, yell out the punchline. And go, and the guy will go, oh, thank you. I didn't have to do it.
I didn't know this was your time to do stand-up. Like,
it's not stand-up. I'm telling a story.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying like, oh, I had this line that I was going to say. Well, what was this so funny about that line? Either I said it or you said it. It's the same story.
I led up to it.
My God, who cares? I don't understand why in your mind you think it's so important that you say it.
You know what?
We're having a conversation.
No, I was telling a story.
No,
that's not a conversation.
Anytime. Yeah, we're doing a podcast. And anytime that, that's the thing. Do the pod. I think you'd be happier if you did the podcast on your own.
No, I don't do it on my own.
You could just call it, like, I hate me.
How does that turn on me that I hate me when I'm telling a story that you ruined?
Because you hate you.
That's I don't hate me. So, I yes, love me. I
no,
love.
No, no.
Oh, yes.
People who love themselves, they don't project such hatred towards their spouses.
What the fuck? It's
true.
You produce more. You what was the word again?
Project.
You project more hatred towards me than I do you.
I got a lot of work to do, I guess, then.
You just talk your way out of anything. That's what you do. Why don't you just be a prosecutor, a defense attorney or something? You just blah, 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 talk your way out of anything. Even when you're cornered, you'll just find an escape route. You know, oh, you like hanging with girls. Do you like hanging with, you like hanging with guys. Do you like hanging with girls? Yeah. See what I mean? You like hanging with guys. Well, do you like hanging with girls? Yeah, I like girls. Well, you're fucking the worst human being hanging with guys.
See, you take everything as that I'm bringing up discussion points, and you're taking it like I'm yelling at you.
I didn't say you were yelling at me. You were going after saying that was a character defect.
I would apologize, but you just told me never to apologize. So,
what would you apologize for? Stepping on my story?
Yeah.
Ruining?
Yeah, my grandfather. Yeah, you stepped on the story that my grandfather started. So let's get back to the grandfather made you a ring. Is that why you have so many rings?
I don't know. I'm only wearing three.
You're
now.
Only wearing three, but you've been known to wear up to eight at a time.
No, really, eight?
Yes,
no,
four
I've
on
never
each hand.
I've never worn eight rings.
Seven.
Never, never. The
What's
most.
The most rings you've worn at a time? Six. Six.
Four. Four or five.
No.
Five at the most.
That's a lot of rings.
No, five. Yeah.
I mean, look at them. They're very, very. Look at them. You've never doubled them up, two on one? Your hands are too little. You can't get two on one finger.
Good, good. You know what? It's character assassination day.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You like it when I yawn like that? Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate. I love
you. No, you do. You do.
Oh, stop with I hate you. Listen.
Look at this is how he defends that he doesn't hate me. He goes, oh, shut your fucking mouth. On Twitter, I made a joke and you go, shut up, stupid. On Twitter.
Joking.
I know. But it's like.
I was, what did you, yeah.
It's non-stop that joke.
No, I didn't say shut up, stupid. I said dummy.
Okay, whatever.
But it was funny and people go, oh my God. You know, oh my God.
You're going to get canceled. And I'm going to have to side with the people.
Ugh. It's just, oh, okay. Let's talk about this real quick and then we got to get out of here.
What? Talk about what?
The Patrice documentary is coming out this Friday. They said the first time it airs, don't watch it because that's not the whole documentary because they had to cut it short because of another
What?
Show.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
They had a
would they do that? Hey, guys, it's premiering, but not in its entirety.
Yeah.
That's insane.
From the second.
Comedy Central, they fuck up, man. That's ridiculous.
Well, from the second airing on is the complete
documentary. That's so dumb.
I don't know. They had an issue with another show, another one of their fucking reruns. Anyhow, so the Patrice documentary is coming out. It's a great documentary. It's coming out Friday. It's a good documentary. It's, you know, it brings up great memories, you know, just great memories. And I mean, it's sad, obviously, but it's just, you know, I mean, some of the footage of us sitting around with Patrice, we were so young then, or I mean, young compared to now, and his stand up and, you know, interviews. It's a good documentary. So it comes out Friday. I think online the full episode, the full documentary will air. And then after the first airing, the second airing on.
Excuse me.
Well.
Do you see what you did?
Yeah, I kicked the camera, but we're done anyhow. Oh. So you got to give that a watch. It's really it's an amazing documentary. The people that did it did such a great job. They were so, I mean, they did, it was great how they just pieced it all together, and it's really a good documentary. My hat goes off to them. Is that how it, is that the saying, I take my hat off to them, or
mm-hmm.
I take my scarf?
You don't remember, like, the last clip that we did, I said that.
What?
You were outerwear director, and I said it.
Yeah.
I take my hat off to you, man. In fact, you told me to do that.
Yeah, I remember.
So
yeah.
Then why would you ask?
I forgot. I forget some things. This weekend, I'm somewhere. Go to richvoss.com. I got dates coming up. And there you have it. I'm sorry about Bonnie stepping on the story.
Ruined a perfectly not funny line. Like, what was the funny line that you were going to say?
Doesn't matter.
It was no punchline. I wasn't interrupting a punchline.
Yes, you were.
In fact, my punchline was a little better than yours. Yours was like lengthy and boring. Hey, I can't help it. I'm real.
Yeah. Apologize.
You beat.
Yeah. Well, learn to
learn. You're beat. Is that what we say now? You're beat.
You never heard that.
No, you're beat.
Well.
He stole my ring. He said, you're beat. Give me that fucking ring. You're beat. Give me that 40-foot ladder. I love the also that you, it wasn't just a ladder. It was always a 40-foot ladder.
Yeah, the 40, that's the biggest ladder. The 40, it's a 40-footer. It's a good ladder. They're probably about now $800. You know, what do you know about painting houses and ladders? I'm trying to throw some knowledge.
I don't know
your
as
way.
Much as you do, I tell you that. Boy, when you start talking about ladders and painting, I step back. I let you have the floor.
Good, thank you.
And I watch yourself paint. I watch you paint yourself into a corner.
You're so
why
corny.
Did I have to fucking struggle on that one? Damn it!
My butt cheek hurts from sitting.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I would say stand.
You think you're so funny?
I can't help. I'm like, I'm on fire today.
I wish.
Give me something else.
We started watching a good movie last night. We're halfway through it. What's the name? And we know the two writers of the movie.
Two of the three writers we know.
Oh, it was three of them?
There's three writers, and we know two of them. We know the Lucas brothers.
Yeah, who's the other writer? Is there somebody else?
I don't remember his name.
It's a good movie. We got to finish it tonight.
Was it Keith and Kenny? Is that their names? Lucas brothers?
I don't know.
Oh.
I call them the Lucas brothers.
I call them the bros.
All right. Well, folks, thank
anyway,
you.
It's Judas and the Black Messiah. So far, very good.
Yeah, very good movie. My era. I was young then, back then, but I remember a lot of that stuff.
And he doesn't hesitate to let me know while the movie's going.
You go, who's that talking? I go, Malcolm X. Who's that? You know, and I'm, you know, when she's asking questions about the Black Panthers or stuff. You know, this is stuff we knew growing up. You know,
well, before we watch a movie about the Black Panthers, Rich goes and gets on the right do-rag and all his rings. He should put some necklaces on.
Oh, really?
And he sits there without a shirt on and his
stereotyping black people?
He shaves his chest.
Are you stereotyping black people?
I'm stereotyping white Jewish men who grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Ooh, look at her, scared, running scared.
You can't stop me. Don't get me now.
You can't run and scared.
You're beat.
You're running scared.
Somebody comes after me, I'm going to go, you're beat.
Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, I got to go. Peace out, homies.
Ciao, baby.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.